In the past decade, states have been fighting a losing battle to find enough foster families for all the children who need homes. It's especially hard to find families up to the challenge of caring for siblings. In Massachusetts, an experimental new program is trying to change that by doubling or even tripling what families are paid for their services. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
It's been long acknowledged as one of the many injustices of the foster care system that just as a child is being ripped away from an abusive or neglectful parent, he's also being torn from the only other family he's got left, a brother or a sister.
It really is like adding insult to injury. It really is compounding a very, very deep wound.
Alex Hurd is director of Massachusetts Siblings Program that makes it easier for brothers and sisters in foster care to stay together.
For many of our kids, to take them away from their siblings would nearly guarantee that they would drown. They really need each other.
Stop copying my words.
Stop copying my words. Stop copying my words. Serious.
Stop copying my words. Serious.
Stop.
Stop.
Bickering around the breakfast table at their new foster home, these two young sisters, who asked to be called Diamond and Vita, sound like any other 11 and 7-year-old sisters. But through years of neglect by a drug-addicted mother, the girls have also learned to play the parts of parent and child.
I say if somebody's called her name, and she cries over it until I tell her, don't let it get to you.
Diamond, a large girl with big glasses and short braids, holds her very much smaller little sister in her lap as they talk. Even they know what they're doing.
She's trying to be my mother.
But see, I'm so much like my mom that it's a shame. That's why I try to be her mom. Because right about now, her mom is not here.
As close and as codependent as Diamond and Vita are, they probably would have been split up if it were not for the siblings program that offers an extra $20,000 a year to foster families who take siblings. For Lita Allen, these girls' new foster mom, that means about $30,000 a year instead of just $10,000. Allen is a single mom who's done well in her family's beauty parlor business. She says she didn't decide to take in Diamond and Vita for the money, but she says the money was a factor.
It helps. It's a good thing. It does attract new people like myself that, you know, could put a little happiness somewhere where they can feel, you know, that everything isn't so bad.
The extra money also means Allen can afford not to work. In fact, she's not allowed to work. As Massachusetts Social Services Commissioner Harry Spence puts it, Allen and other families have been put on the payroll to be full-time foster parents.
This is their job. They are paid to be employed full-time as caregivers.
Experts say it's the way the whole foster care system will evolve. Gone are the days, they say, when there were enough stay-at-home moms volunteering to take troubled kids. It's still early to say, but data from similar programs in Florida and Illinois suggest that siblings who stick together do better than those who don't, and they may reunite more quickly with their biological parents. Indeed, it's hard to argue against keeping siblings together. But not everyone is comfortable with the way Massachusetts is doing it.
As somebody who grew up in the system, I kind of cringe every time I hear that people are being paid a salary.
Lynn Price is director of Camp To Belong that reconnects foster kids with siblings.
I'm getting nervous that there's too much emphasis on the money. There is, you know, the potential that some people do it for the wrong reason.
That may be so, but those doing the work of trying to find foster families every day, like Commissioner Harry Spence, take a much more practical view.
I mean, we could go to every daycare center in Massachusetts. People are paid to do daycare. We don't say, why don't people take in kids for daycare for love? They can't take care of kids full-time unless somebody pays them full-time. If that's true for daycare, why isn't it true for foster children? So I just think that we can be too romantic about that.
She didn't eat the other sausage?
Three sausages.
You guys want any grapes?
For kids like Vita and Diamond, the extra money for their foster mom means they get good food, new clothes, new bikes, and trips to new places. But they're the first to say the most important thing to them is that they don't get separated.
If they ever did that, I would be alone in one world, she'd be alone in the other world. If they ever did that, I would run. Run and never look back.
State officials say keeping kids from that kind of acting out and more expensive treatment down the road justifies the $800,000 the siblings program costs. Right now, half the money comes from a private foundation, but that dries up at the end of the year, and officials concede even the most promising program would be a hard sell in these tight financial times. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.